Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Good evening. Learning Siman Reish Chof tonight. The halachas of Atovas Chaloyim V'Tanis. So a fascinating area of halacha. The Gemara tells us that every dream has a little bit of truth. Every dream has an element of truth. And although it is true that we don't have Nevuah anymore, we don't have Ruach HaKodesh anymore, a little bit of truth is normally, I'm not going to say normally, but often there is a certain element of Gilui in a dream. The Gemara in Brachas goes through many details what every dream may mean. And the Gemara speaks about various potential dreams and says that means this will happen, and this means that will happen. And potentially a person can have a dream. It may have happened to you that you wake up in the morning and you're very scared, whether because of the, based on the Gemara, that tells us what it may mean, or even without that, just Chas Shalom, a person may have a dream, which is a very scary dream. And the question is, what do you do then? So Shulchan Aruch says that what you should do is something called Hatovas Chaloyim. And Hatovas Chaloyim is, as we know, the concept of being meitiv the Chaloyim. The Gemara said, and that's based on another Gemara, that it is that sometimes the dream goes according to its interpretation. That means that if you have a certain dream, then it can be interpreted in a few ways. It doesn't necessarily need to mean something bad, although it may appear as something bad. It may be interpreted as something good. Hence, and consequently, you should go, if a person had a bad dream, he should go to somebody who likes him, and he should somebody that is going to interpret the dream in a positive manner, and he's going to say that this was a good dream, this was a good dream. And this is the concept of Tovas Chaloyim. Every Siddur, as far as I know, I think so, most Siddurim anyway, have got the Nusach of Tovas Chaloyim. And that is, biggest Chaloyim is a different thing. Well, yeah, it's similar, but not quite. The concept of Tovas Chaloyim in Siddurim, after Shachis, normally, there is the Nusach that should be said, an Aramaic Nusach, which is a Tovas Chaloyim. Let me just check if this Siddur has got it. And that is a whole text that has to be said. And the basic concept is that you dreamt a good dream. Basic concept is that a person saying it, you dreamt a good dream, was a positive dream, don't worry about it. And that's the basic concept of the dream. Now, it is true that you're referring to Birkas Kohanim. In Birkas Kohanim, it's similar actually. What we say during Birkas Kohanim is a similar, in a similar way as well. We say also, it's also a concept of Atovas Chaloyim to some extent, that we say that any dream that I had should be a good dream, and it's a similar concept. But generally, when we talk about Atovas Chaloyim, it's talking about Atovas Chaloyim. I don't know, this it doesn't seem to have it. Can somebody check an art scroll? Is an art scroll available here? Yeah, do you mind to check? Atovas Chaloyim, it's normally after Shachis. Now, have you got it? Index? No, you can't find it. I think many Siddurim have got it. It doesn't, it's not in this one? You've got it? Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much. Okay, but you are...
Very confident.
420 in this Siddur. Very good. Good, great.
Is that it there?
Absolutely. Hatovas Chaloyim, this is very good. Over here, thank you so much. You might pass it around? Just that, yeah? Hatovas Chaloyim. You see, the basic concept starts with Chaloyim Tov V'Chazot. No, we'll see soon the halachas that you do need to say it. Okay. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, Haray Chaloim, this is the beginning of the siman now, Haray Chaloim, somebody who sees a dream, V'nafshei Aguma Olav, and his soul is bothered by this, he's particularly concerned and bothered about his dream. Yet, what should you do? Yet, Yativenu Be'apet Losa, you should be made to it, you should, that must be a good word, you should... What does that mean?
Make better.
Make better. Okay, good. Perfect. Absolutely. Very good.
Rectify.
Very good. Ameliorate?
It's just a fancy word for
rectify. Sounds good. Let's see if I can remember it. Ameliorate Ba'abet Losa in front of three people. You should go in front of three people and they will drachimulei, which the explains Peresh Oavim Oysoi, they love him. People that care about his well-being. They should say in front of him, you saw a good dream. Don't worry about it. It was a good dream. Don't worry so much. Oh, very good. We'll see soon. Good dream. He should say, I saw a good dream. And they should then say, yeah, it was a good dream. It will be a good dream, etc. The nusach as we have got in the Sidurim. So, that conversation needs to take place. You say, oh, I had a dream. And he said, it was a good dream. Don't worry.
They don't know the dream.
Good, very good. Does he need to know or not? We'll see soon. Very good. They don't need to know it. But we'll, you're right. They don't need to know it. Now, yeah. Yeah, because that's the way it works. That if you interpret the dream, it's not a genuine interpretation of the dream, but it's a bit. I don't know how it works really, but it's the fact that you're hoping and you're wishing it to be good. That itself makes the dream a good dream. Yeah, but now we're going to see a fascinating shayatzin over here. So this works even if it's not genuinely a bad dream, but you feel bothered about it. Sometimes you can have a dream that is not about a plane crash and it's not about an accident, but it's just you're bothered about that dream. It's not good. So then also you should do atovas chaloim.
Is that like a premonition?
I don't know what premonition means.
Feeling
yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not
a dream though, it's a premonition. I don't know.
No, this is physically if somebody slept. That is a sleeping dream.
If somebody dreams
during the day, the same will apply there as well. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. Because it needs, I don't know the mechanics, but it needs somebody to interpret the dream in a positive manner. It needs it. It's how tov as chalom, you're made to the chalom. Yeah, because you need the person to interpret it, to say this was a good dream. By the way, the Mephoshim speaking Greek, if you want to go in understanding better, which I don't have a great understanding in it, but the Mephoshim in Pashmikates when it comes to Yaakov, Yosef's interpretation of the dream, his own dream and Paro's dream, there the Mephoshim speak in great detail about this concept of being of understanding. And Potiphar's dream, over there the Mephoshim speak, the early Mephoshim as well speak about it. Absolutely, that is this. That is very much this. Absolutely, absolutely. Panara Boisai, it is a fascinating shaitzin. I remember when I was a bocha in Meir Yeshiva, I had some things I don't forget. A lot of things I do, but this is something which I remember clearly. I was a bocha, I must have been maybe 15 or 17 years old, maybe, yeah, something like that. And I was probably 17, 18, I was Meir Yeshiva. It was my first one. I had a bad dream. Well, I had what appeared to me to be a bad dream. And I went to Beis Medrash, and then I went in a Meir Yeshiva. Meir Beis Medrash, you've got like, wherever you turn, you've got Talmid Chachamim. Some are famous, some are not famous. You've got these Yerushalmi Talmid Chachamim that nobody's ever heard of, but they know Shas. See, the only fact that in Eretz Yerushalayim, you know, people know Shas properly, thoroughly, and they know Shulchan Aruch well, but nobody knows them. They're not like famous. In England, it would be famous, you know. See, you know, nobody looks at them, nobody knows them. So I happened to be sitting next to one of those. And I went into his message in the morning and said I was actually on time that day. And I sat down next to this Yid, and I said, you know, I had a bad dream, I'd like to do a Tovas Chaloyim. And then he said, why are you doing a Tovas Chaloyim? He says, well, because I had a bad dream. He says, you don't need to do a Tovas Chaloyim. I said, but I had a dream. I'd like to do a Tovas Chaloyim. So he said, no, Shai Tzion. Don't you know the Shai Tzion? I said, which Shai Tzion? He says, Shai Tzion, you know, Shai Tzion in Reish Chof. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And this is Shai Tzion he meant, and it's fascinating. Rabbi said, this is an absolute revolution. What the Mishnah Berurah says, what the Shai Tzion over here says. Shai Tzion, it's famous, and we're going to see if this Yid was right or not. He brings over here, in Shai Tzion, in Sivkotan Aleph, he says, I'm skipping a line, he says, he brings a quotation of Rishonim. He says, whoever sees a bad dream should worry about it. And then he says the following exception. Chot, excluding, mechaloim, a dream, shiro achar tainis. If you see a dream after a tainis, you do not need to do tovas chaloim. If you had a tainis, yeah, tzom gedale, yom kippah, you fasted. And then you ate, you broke the fast, and then in the night, you have a bad dream. In the morning following that, after having that dream, you don't need to have a Tovas Chaloyim. Why? That's what the Mishnah Tzion said. Why not? And now comes the word. Why? Lefi sheyoshev b'taynes, since you sat in you had a taynes, v'nitztaye, you got, you're uncomfortable, mach masainu, because of the fast. Yireh chaloyim ra, mach masainu yireh chaloyim ra. So he said, because you fasted, you're not comfortable, right? And now you ate, and now you slept. So inevitably, it's very likely you're going to have a bad dream. It's not a dream that comes straight from the Ribbono Shel Olam with a gilui of something that will happen or that has a... It's not. It's just because you fasted, and now you ate, and now you're sleeping. So your mind is going funny a bit. You were not comfortable today. You had like an uncomfortable day. And now as a result of this... what is it called? The chemical reaction, the metabolism that goes through the body, physically, you are affected, and therefore you can have a bad dream. It doesn't mean that it's anything serious. There's nothing sinister about the dream. It's just you fasted and you ate and you went to sleep. Now continues the Mishnah Berurah, the Shai Tzion, umizeh yesh lilmoid, and from here we should learn. Whenever somebody has agony, yeah, stress. When you had a difficult, tough day, when you had agony, you had a painful day, and after you dreamt, don't worry about it. Do not worry about it. You had a pain, you had stress, you had a funny day. It's no different than a tinnitus. If you have a bad dream after that, says the Shai Tzion, that what? Don't eat too fast. It's not gilui, it's nothing sinister. You had a stressful day, your mind's gone cuckoo. So you've slept. Pardon? Yeah, good. Very good. Thanks for picking. Absolutely right. You're saying that it's a tzar godol. Okay, so you're right. I've gone a bit too extreme. Tzar godol, ve'ach ka'roi b'chaloi b'chaloi rosh, ein lidoi golob. Now, he's talking about tzar godol. Thank you, Rabbi King. You're 100% right. This Yid, he was telling me then, he showed the Shai Tzion, and he said, one day, what we go through in one day nowadays is incomparable. The stress that we go through day. I mean, imagine just driving for half an hour, just getting to work, kind of thing, you know, and just half an hour of you know, the stress that we live with nowadays is, I think we all agree, the stress that we have in one day nowadays is a lot more than people had in 3 years, like in the horse wagon kind of days. Yeah, do you know what I mean, right? Just getting to the city and back. I mean, it's just getting to work in rush hour and just like getting the kids on school, on time to school. I mean, it's not something that... Therefore, this Yid said that, you know, you don't, if you had a bad dream, I mean, I was a bocher then, but the point that he made is that nowadays, there's no such thing anymore as a real, genuinely dream that has genuinely a gilui of some. He just, we have got stress, we're affected by stress. So this Yid, he had a whole shtickle Torah already, he was just a Yid, like a random Talmud Chacham, Meir Yeshiva. He had a whole shtickle Torah, and I must say, I totally understand it. I know exactly what, I think I can hear it. Nowadays, a person has a bad dream. Chazanish says, I'm going to add the Chazanish Rabbi Kagan just to put that in context. Chazanish said, in Igris Chazanish, I saw this, and I have a bit of a steer about it, but Chazanish writes in one of the letters that he writes in one of the Igris Chazanish, Rabbi Yisrael, I want to tell you, if you ever want to have the best ever, it's just unbelievable, the Igris Chazanish, letters Chazanish wrote a few hundred letters, you go through them one after the other, it's easy reading, and it's just so incredibly deep, you get so much musa from it, so much chizik from it, Igris Chazanish, Rabbi Yisrael, I strongly recommend, if you want a sefer that is quick chizik, you know, like snapshot chizik, Igris Chazanish is the way you need to look at it, it's just unbelievable. Pardon? I don't know if it's been translated, I do not know, if not, it's a good idea. Yeah, it should be, if not. But it may have been, I don't know. So the Igris Chazanish, he writes in one of the letters, he said, how, somebody asked him that I've seen a dream, bad dream, that was a generally bad dream, something that is a registered bad dream. And Chazanish says, how because you see, I've seen many of those kind of dreams. I've seen many of those dreams, but it's not relevant. I never fasted, and I was soon about fasting. I never did Atavas Chaloim. Don't need to bother, because nowadays, that's the stress level we live with. And don't worry about it. Just relax. It's not something to worry about. You don't need to fast. You don't need to fast. Don't worry about it. Chazanish said. So that's just to put you're right. Rabbi said, I can fully understand that. Just think about when a person lies down before he falls asleep. If you manage to think about anything before you fall asleep, yeah. So it's unbelievable how much we go through in one single day. Think about how many conversations you have. Think about how much things, thoughts you have. It's not, so I'm agreeing that's a big chiddush, and I'm agreeing that the Mishnah Berurah says a massive chiddush over here, but I can really comprehend it, and I can hear it. That it's unlikely that nowadays, who are zoche to have great giluyim in a dream, it's more likely to be affected by a stress level, by our metabolism, by our food, by all that. And therefore, this is Shai Tzion. But again, I heard this first time from a random Talmud Chacham sitting next to me in Yeshiva Asmir a few years ago, yeah. Yeah, okay. Pardon?
After
Tainis, that's what he said. That's what Shai Tzion is. It was not. It was not. It was, yeah, but he said that, well, the point of the Shatzin is that nowadays there's often these reasons to be toilet on something that, yeah. Yeah. Good question. We occasionally find that the Shatzin says, Goy Sechidushim. I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Falk. I wasn't able to mamash confirm it, but I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Falk, Shlita, that the Heilige Chofetz Chaim wrote the Sefer Mishneh Berurah initially, and at a later stage, he went through it again, and that's when he wrote down the Mekoyres. He wrote down the sources later. And you will often therefore find that, and according to Rabbi Falk, he told me that, therefore, sometimes when he went through it again, besides writing additional Mekoyres and sources for the Mishneh Berurah, he also rethought the thing and he thought of Chidushim, and that's what he put in Shai Tzion. So historically, Rabbi Falk says, he wrote first the Mishneh Berurah and then the Shai Tzion. He actually told me this in the context of a stira. I had once the Mishneh Berurah said A, and in Shai Tzion he said B. It was a straight out stira. And then he said, Halach Lemaisa, won't you pass like the Shai Tzion? Because he wrote it later. And it's got din of basoi. That's how far Rabbi Falk goes. So consequently, that would be an answer to your question. I was not able to mamish confirm this historically when I looked in older editions. And when I actually spoke once to the Chofetz Chaim's grandson, he wasn't able to confirm it either. But if we go with Rabbi Falk, that would be an answer to your question. Yeah. Right. So that's that. Okay. So. Having said that, Patavas Chaloim, the way it works is you go back to Tlosa, you should be mitiven ulo, Mishnebura says in Tzivkot and Beis, v'afilo eichel shu mis'ane. You should do Patavas Chaloim even if you fast. We're going to see in Tzivkot Beis that the person should fast. However, even if you fast, you should still do Patavas Chaloim. Toiv shiyite b'shachiz. You should do Patavas Chaloim in the morning. Kizrizin makdim ele mitzvahs. The concept is rizin makdim ele mitzvahs, which means that what? Always do the mitzvahs. As soon as possible. So you should do Atavas Chaloim early in the morning, as soon as you wake up, as soon after Shachis. Hach, oz lo yoyim rulo leich echol besimcha, him lo yishen misane. He said that you should not say echol besimcha if you're going to, the text, you may have it in front of you, says echol besimcha, go and eat in peace now. Do not say that if you're going to fast. See, if he's going to teach us you fast, if you had a bad dream, don't say leich echol besimcha if he's going to fast. Finally, very importantly, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot tells us that the tzorich she v'yizkor echolim b'shat b'shmachshavto b'shas atova. You should think about a dream when you say that atova. Going back to your question, who's asked if you need to say it? Who asked if you need to say the dream? Yeah, so you do not need to say it, but the Mishnah Berurah says, do not need to say it, you don't need to verbalize it, but you do need to think about it. You don't need, and the reason why you need to think about it, they do not. They don't need to know about it. Think about it, bad dream, and he's going to say it was a good dream. That's all you need.
But then how come with Joseph, the father actually told him the dream? And you're saying
that's interpreting the dream.
Yeah.
So why don't we follow that? That why in this, okay, in those days, you told Joe, he was told the dream, but we don't tell the dream then.
We don't need to. Why did he? Good question. Mephoshim criticized Yosef for doing so. It may not have been. Well, the Rambanas go home halach about it, but I was saying he may not have been the wisest of things to have revealed his dream to his brothers. Indeed, yeah. Right. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael, just to summarize, yes, you want to say something, Moshe?
How is it after 3 days?
Good question. Does it work? Can you do a mitiv the dream a few days later? You could probably. I don't think, but I imagine a person is not particularly bothered after. Yeah, but the answer is yes, you could. You could do Atavas Chaloim later as well. Yeah. Sizi Makdimin, but yes, you could do it later. Yeah. 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 That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's correct. Yeah. It's interesting that the Chazanish in a different letter, and that's the Stira. In a different letter, when somebody asks him about a dream, he says, don't worry too much about it, but have a demand at Tovas Chaloim during, during Tovas Chaloim by Bekes Kohenim. So there, suddenly, he is Mesiachis to the dream to some extent, and he says, you should do Tovas Chaloim. When it came to his own dream, in one letter he writes, don't worry about it, it's just, you know, Hirurim, and it's just because people are busy, but the next letter does say you do need to write. It's a bit of a steer, I'm not sure about that. Rabbi said, we learned tonight the concept of Tovas Chaloim. We said that somebody who sees a dream and he's bothered about it, he should go in front of three people who love him and he should say, you saw a good dream and don't worry about it. We spoke in great detail about the Sha'ar Tzion, who said that after the Tainus, he showed him say that you don't need to do Tovas Chaloim because it's just because of the Tzar to occur during the day and your metabolism is not quite right or your mind is not quite settled. We stretched this thought significantly. We said that it's probably true, could potentially be true as of the Chazanish understanding that this is nowadays not only after Tainus, but the same concept applies to any stress, the high stress level that we live nowadays. Consequently, it would not be a need to any bad dream really that happens. You don't need to have Tovas Chaloim. Well, I don't know, I'm not quite sure if you're in the middle of holidays, you're in the south of Spain in your villa and you're relaxing and then you fall asleep. And there, okay, there may be, maybe it has to be considered. But generally, there's room to go with the Chazanish and the Sha'ar Tzion here. And we learned that we should ideally do a Tovas Chaloim in the morning early. And you should not say Leich Echol B'Simcha as published unless you're not going to fast. And also we learned that you should have in mind the dream if you are mate, whilst you are mate, but others do not need to know exactly what the dream was. We also learned in Sifkot Aleph that it doesn't make a difference what the dream is exactly. It's just about your personal feeling. If you're emotionally bothered about it, you should do atovas neda. And it doesn't really make a difference what the details of the dream are exactly. More to follow on this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.